back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lines are lighted up. I want to finish up that topic quickly. Why do I say that Biden should not get deep in the weeds in a negotiation with the Republicans to gin down the package from $1.9 trillion? They say $600 billion. They're trying to delay. They're trying to negotiate. Here's the reason. Biden had to agree to meet with them, the 10 Republican senators, because they're the so-called moderates. They're also, their votes are somewhat in play on the conviction phase of the impeachment. And one of them, led by Mitt Romney, has shown a great deal of character. He voted to convict Trump in the Ukraine impeachment. He voted to convict him. And so you talk to him. The problem is, they pulled this back with the Affordable Care Act under Obama, and he agreed to negotiate with them, and he took out the single payer option to accommodate them. And then none of them voted for it anyway. Now, I don't think Mitt Romney's that way, but a lot of the others are, most of them. So I think what you do is you got to talk to them, because if you don't, they'll claim that you didn't negotiate and you want to be bipartisan and blah, blah, blah. But we need the $1.9 trillion. We're going to the lines. The lines are alight. Fireworks in the 4th of July. We're going to Eastside Dave first. Eastside Dave, my friend, what's on your mind today?
Hello and good morning. And, you know, there's one thing that I hope you'll address. I'm sure you know more about it than I do. But it's a serious complaint about mine. And I don't want to hear this anymore, that we can't make a new amendment because it would take too long. It would be too cumbersome. And I'm just seeing the forefathers of our country spitting in their graves. They've been doing that for years. But we can't create a new amendment or amend the amendments. And my question for them is, what are we paying you for? And if you can't do something about changing amendments, as our forefathers made the Constitution, maybe you should be replaced by people who can do things. And your comments, please.
Yeah, you talking about constitutional amendments, Eastside Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Very good. I'm going to get like to that. I'm going to hit a few more callers, then I'm going to address each issue separately. Thanks for calling in, Eastside Dave. We're going to Dan in Madison. Dan, my friend, what's on your mind today? And thank you for calling in.
Hey, just a little background here. I'm independent. I lean more conservative in my philosophy. However, I've been voting Democrat for quite a while now because these Republicans are just insane. My thought here was about minimum wage. And I was just thinking, you know, maybe a better solution would be some sort of underemployment insurance, you know, where businesses like Walmart, who are they're basically gaming the system to avoid paying their employees. And if there was some sort of underemployment law where, you know, they look at how many of your employees are utilizing the benefits, then they actually would tax the corporation on that and use it to pay those. It basically would be the long way around to incentivize the companies to actually pay a fair wage. You know, you would use this probably for anybody who is who's not a dependent on someone else's taxes. So, you know, the 16-year-old kid who lives with his parents, he's not going to end up being underemployed, and that would not necessarily count against the business.
That's pretty clever. Let me spread that a little bit before we go to the next call, and then I'll get back to Eastside Dave. On that, here's the plus side and the minus. Some of the arguments against the $15 minimum wage are, you know, you may have a hamburger stand up in Superior or Mellon or something, or Ladysmith, and the owner himself isn't making, you know, isn't clearing very much money, and to pay $15 an hour would close them down. The other one is, there's a question of, do you have a separate restaurant wage? You know, right now there's a lower wage for wait staff because they get tips. And do you just carve out the Walmarts? The only problem with what you're saying, Dan, and I think it's creative, but the problem is the money, Walmart will continue to pay people they're $8 or $9 an hour, school them on getting welfare benefits. They'd pay a tax under your proposal, but that would go to the government to fund these programs, which are being funded now in any event. And it's a penalty to Walmart, but it doesn't put cash in these other people's pockets. So I think certainly with the big boxes, a higher minimum wage is called for. They're going to have to give a lot of thought to how they deal with mom and pop hamburger stands, the 16-year-old kid, you know, the entry-level job. But this is a profound discussion among economists, and even some liberal economists think that jumping to 15 right now, and it wouldn't jump right now, it'd take several years, is something that has to be given more thought. My own view is that we can do 15, but thanks for calling in, Dan. This is going to be an ongoing discussion on this show. Slammer, my friend, Slammer from Madison. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, Matt. Thank you and Devil's Radio for putting together programming that obviously has got a lot of people thinking. And today I hear a lot of it because it's call after call after call, which is amazing. I was going to the issue of the money that the state or that the federal government is looking at to fund basically poverty amidst the pandemic. And, you know, we recognize that a lot of these people on the conservative side are afraid to death of social programs and socialism. But the first thing that they did was they fell back to socialism to save capitalism. And it's pretty obvious to me, I'm looking at this and I'm kind of gleeful, actually, in the fact that people, when it's politically opportunistic for them, jump on the bandwagon and say, let's print some more money, put it out there, and stimulate the economy. Because they do know, even the people with lots and lots and lots of money, if the economy dies, their wealth diminishes as well. But effectively, if I'm not mistaken, and you can correct me, I believe that infusing cash and using the treasury to print bills basically is a transference of wealth, which, of course, they're not very happy with. But any comments on that?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a certain hypocrisy on the part of the Republican donors. And here's what it is. I mean, the fact of the matter is people talk about socialism and capitalism. We have a mixed economy right now and it's working real well. Businessmen who say they don't like socialism also don't want to pay for the roads in front of their businesses. They don't want to pay themselves for the police force other than through property taxes. They don't want to pay for the army other than through their taxes. There are certain public goods, they call them, that have to be paid by the public. And so we have a mixed system, and most businesses, and we do have a capitalist system, and I believe in it strongly, but it's enlightened capitalism with a safety net. And certain public goods are paid by the public. It's not hard to understand that. And what the Republicans always say is, we don't want any money to go to anybody, the average guy, but subsidies for companies. I mean, in 2008, a lot of those subsidies went to the auto industry and to the insurance industry and the investment banks. And that's exactly what happened. They don't mind that. So you've hit the nail on the head on a lot of hypocrisy. You have to call it by that. So that's what the answer is to that. We do need more cash in this economy right now because of the coronavirus and the shutdown of so much business and so many jobs. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. When I get back after the break, we're going to talk briefly about Eastside Dave's comments and the other comment about the minimum wage. A lot more back after the break.